I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Mark Hammery. He's the president of the Marquette Area Blues Society, and Mark Stonerock, who is the festival director of the upcoming Marquette Area Blues Fest, which is happening Labor Day weekend in Marquette. Here's the details on what's going on with Mark Stonerock and Mark Hammery.
Well, I'll give you a quick rundown of the lineup. We started off with our usual Friday free show, our thank you to the community show. We got Mike Letts and the Marquettes with special guest the Tomcats featuring Felix Reyes and Paul Linden. James Reeser and the Backseat Drivers out of Detroit will be our Friday headliners. And then Saturday and Sunday are gated ticketed events. All day long, the music starts about 1 in the afternoon. Saturday, we've got Under the Radar, Eddie and the Bluesers, a couple of local bands, and then Stoney's pick for Can't Miss group this year, the Ivy Ford Band, Amanda Fish coming back to Marquette, and we finished Saturday with Albert Castilla. On Sunday, we've got Uncle Pete's All-Star Barbecue Blues Band out of the Houghton area, local favorites, the Flatbroke Blues Band, and then out of Detroit, Laura Rain and the Caesars, who will also be hosting our after party. And then John Primer and the Real Deal Band, the Real Deal out of Chicago. And we finish it up with returning favorites, the Nick Moss Band. So just another stellar lineup as always.
Well, it's interesting. And Mark Stonerock, the festival director here, you kind of looked into this and you said, we're doing a few things to make sure things are going to run smooth, going to run well. What can folks expect when they show up to the park?
Well, we're trying to spread things out a little bit more than we have in the past. We're really not going to be police forcing anybody at this point, but I think the crowd that comes into the Blues Festival, they're there to have a good time. They're really reasonable. I think we're just going to have a nice time. We're going to try to enjoy some music and do it without making it look like we're in a police state, but everyone will be expected to kind of spread out a little bit, but we're still going to have a lot of fun.
So when and where? Give them those details in particular.
September 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Elwood Mets in Lower Harbor Park. The gates open at 12 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And pretty much after you're done with work on Friday, amble on down there, and the music's going to start at about 6. Mm-hmm. And the music will continue going till somewhere around 10 o'clock. And when it's all done, we have a festival post party that's happening at the Elks Club. Laura Rain and the Caesars are going to play that. And in addition, the whole week is going to be a blues week. Flatbroke is going to be playing on the library steps on Monday. And some of the local venues in town are going to feature after-hours acts. Marquette's turning into Bluesville this coming weekend.
One of the key things here, Mark Hammery, president, is that this festival runs on volunteers. And it is imperative to have volunteers to make it all happen. Tell us a little bit about how it works with the festival.
Well, we've got volunteer opportunities for just about anyone at any time. I mean, starting from Thursday, setting up the festival, all the way through the festival, down to tear down on Monday. So folks can sign up online on our website, which is www.marquettearabluessociety.com or .org. It's real easy to sign up. You go in, it shows you what shifts are available. So put your name down and you're set to go. You work one shift, one four-hour shift, gets you a Blues Fest t-shirt with this year's wonderful logo. If you work two shifts, you get a t-shirt and up to $60 of your ticket price reimbursed. So we do ask that volunteers buy a ticket in advance, but we will reimburse you if you work two shifts.
And yeah, don't pay money to go to the gym that weekend, because if you've never torn up a stage to put it away, that's a great workout.
It's so a great workout.
Being that
your gym might be closed on Monday anyway, it's Labor
right.
Day.
So get your workout in, do some community service. It's awesome.
And tickets are available, Stoney. Where can folks get tickets? What's the best way to get them?
If you're the old-fashioned walking around kind of guy like I am, Marquette Wallpaper and Paints has got them, Uptone Music's got them, and the ticket office at NMU's got them. Otherwise, the typical NMU ticket office. You can see all the information on our website, which is www.marquettearabluessociety.org or com if you prefer. They'll both get you there. And 227-1032 is the old NMU easy ticket price, but there are lots of places to get them. You can always also get them at the gate. However, if you buy them in advance, you're going to save some cash.
Yeah, so you can certainly do that. I know we have a few on our shopping show here at Media Brew, and if you're looking at that, you can find it at upbargains.com as well. Save a couple bucks, but still get on down to the effort. So really, Ham, if people have questions, they want to find out more, all the information is available where?
Yep, on the website. www.MarquetteAreaBluesSociety.org or .com. We also have a Facebook page, which is regularly updated. So either of those two places should get you where you want to go.
That's Mark Hamery, president of the Marquette Area Blues Society, and Mark Stonerock, festival director of the upcoming Marquette Area Blues Fest, which is Labor Day weekend at Matson Park in Marquette. With a look at what's going on in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.